Nipissing First Nation, NFN, hosted a rally today outside Nipissing MPP Vic Fedeli's office at 219 Main Street, in North Bay, urging the provincial government to stop spraying glyphosate-based herbicides over Nipissing Forest, which is NBIizing traditional territory. Fedeli was not at his office, and at the time of writing, has not issued a statement regarding the rally. Curtis Avery, environment manager for NFN, helped to organize the rally, which at around 10 a.m., had about 50 supporters lining the sidewalk in front of Fedeli's office. They're spraying the herbicide directly over areas where people are using those resources and occupying the land. These are places where we bring our youth and our children to learn and play. Glyphosate is the main chemical in Roundup, a weed killer used to kill plants and underbrush to make space for tree crops like pine. Sections of the Nipissing Forest are set to be sprayed on or around August 20, 2025. See, column, ecological, safety concerns grow as glyphosate spraying begins in northern Ontario. NFN detailed in a release, Nipissing First Nation does not agree with spraying of glyphosate over large areas of forest for forest management. There is conflicting data on how these chemicals and their byproducts, metabolites, substances made when the chemical breaks down, affect humans. There is also no solid scientific proof that they are safe for our traditional resources, the animals and plants that we, as Anishinaabeg, the people of Nipissing, harvest. NFN wants the spraying to stop. Councillor Samantha Stevens attended the protest and told Bay Today NFN's council has been advocating for a halt to glyphosate spraying since at least 2021. Nipissing First Nation took a stance against the government, saying we do not agree to any spraying of any sort. The municipality of West Nipissing recently sent a letter to the ministry asking it to halt the practice as well, and Stevens said that's the correct path, however, more needs to be done. I think that all of us need to work together and all approach the government at the same time. She mentioned NFN's council recently sent a similar letter to the ministry, adding other First Nations are doing the same. Stevens said, now that First Nations are all starting to hop on board and fight, I feel that it's going to make a big difference. Stevens added, it's time to take a bigger stance on it, and that's what we're doing. She noted that during NFN's last council meeting, we're also proposing to ban the substance from our First Nation, from our lands. See, West Nipissing will ask province to halt glyphosate spraying. We are in a treaty region, and those are our treaty lands, Avery emphasized. There's not enough research to suggest that this is safe, he added. Avery also expressed concern about how glyphosate might affect land and water, and what that could mean for harvesting resources and gathering medicines. Avery also wants more discussions to occur between the province and First Nations, because it's clear that our people do not want this spraying across our land. The solution? Avery said put people to work. He would rather see people working in the forest to clear land rather than have chemicals fall from the sky. There's a better way, a way to put people to work in a way that is economical. That's what they do in Quebec, they hire people, they get out in force, and they manually clear brush so there are no residual metabolites or chemical constituents left behind by glyphosate. Mylene Langlois also attended today's rally, holding a large sign reading, Glyphosate Kills All. She emphasized the need to preserve traditional land and practices, especially regarding medicines. We're raising awareness for everyone on our treaty land, Langlois said of the protest. Our elders teach us that our medicines are very sacred to us and are something that we deserve the opportunity to have. If this spray happens and we lose that ability, we're losing a part of our identity and our culture. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Bay Today, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.